Bucham Abayim to the third continuing series of Shi'urim on the Haggadah Shal Pesach. We left off with explaining or introducing the third of the three-part structure of Haggadah, which Chazal and expressed in the Mishnah in Pesachim, Kuf Tazayim and Aleph. Once again, the three parts of the Haggadah according to Chazal are Maskel B'Gnos, number one, number two, Mesayim B'Shevach, and third, B'Derech B'Rami Levin Ovi Adshim Kol HaPashakura. And the question is why, since we've already told the story of Mitzrayim, and we're Meshabeach Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Maskel Mesayim B'Shevach, so what need is there for to go through the Pesukim, the Eel, in depth, and to dash in the Pesukim, to subject the verses to the biblical exegesis. And we noticed that in the Rambam seemed to have mentioned that Kol HaMaba Reza B'Shuvah, this was part of being Malba B'Sias B'Tzrayim. I just wanted to add to this, is that we saw in the Tosefta, which I quoted at the very end of last week, of last Shia, last minute Shia, that, what is time? That we see in Chazal that there's a precious chayef to be Isaac the entire night in Hilchos HaPesach. And but the alternative, we see certainly the Braisa that the Kabbalah God brings, Maisel and Ezra, Rabbi Zabit, right? That they were also Oisek, that is a mix of the Telesilus Ushayim the entire night too. And Shulchan Aruch brought both of these abroad. And the question is, what does this come from? What is the chiyuv that a person should spend the entire night? And even if you want to say, Kol HaMaba B'Sias B'Tzrayim, but what about Hilchos HaPesach? Okay? Hilchos HaPesach is certainly not Sipas B'Tzrayim. I'm sure the present Darshan is probably connected there in some metaphysical way, but in any case, in the words. So, what I wanted to say, and I always claim that this was the Makor, is a Sifra, and I believe we ended the Shia because I didn't have the Sifra in front of me, but the Sifra says of the Chukaisai, the beginning of the Chukaisai, for some reason I thought it was, I remember being the end of the Chukaisai, it says Chukaisai, Telechol Yochol Elam Mitzvahs, right? Right? So there's a very famous, right? In other words, Chazal tell us, and this is the famous Rashi, that the Torah's command is to be Amo Matera. Now, the Sifra goes on, right? The Sifra goes on and says, that brings a Pasuk. Right? Similarly, Zachor Hashem HaShabbos HaKotcha. He says, remember Yerba Shabbos HaKotcha. Yachol B'Libcho, you might think, you know, I'm supposed to just remember it, you know, by thinking about it. So it says, Shamar means Shmir B'Lev. What's called Zachor? Shetiyah Shayni B'Ficha. In other words, that means it's supposed to say it. And then it speaks about other cases of Zachor. In other words, now it's interesting, it says Zachor by Amalek. And so for also Dashin, Zachas Shachal Amalek, she is Shayna Beficha. Now what's Zach? What's Shayna Beficha? So, both people learn the Pashas means you're supposed to say it, and just not think about it, but actually say it with words. But the Ravid and the Sefer says, you're supposed to learn the Halachas of Megillah. And that's the Lashon of Shayna. Shayna means Vishnav Levanach, you're supposed to learn Halachas. Right? Masnissen. A Mishnah is Aramaic for Shayna. So we see that according to the Zafar, when the Torah says Zachor, right, it means that Talmud Torah. It means in addition Talmud Torah that the person, by virtue of the learning, is Makayim, the mitzvah, when the Torah says Zachor, whether it be Shabbos, whether it be Amalek. So I wanted to say the following thing too. What's the mitzvah of Sipas B'Tzrayim? So the Rambam in Perek Zayin brings the pasuk Zochah Zayim Azir Shatz Mitzrayim.
So, L'chaira, even though the Sefer doesn't say it, but it seems to me that there certainly must be a drasha that part and parcel of the mitzvah Zoch Hashem Yisrael Mitzrayim means Shetiyah Sheinim Afichim, you should learn. So where are you making the mitzvah to learn? What's called Talmud Torah? What's called Talmud Torah? So, it could possibly be that you're making the Talmud Torah through learning Hilchos HaPesach. The Lot is the Pesach, the Mishnayis and Pesachim, constitute Talmud Torah. Or it could be the Droshes of Chazal. The Droshes of Chazal constitute the Torah Shebe'al Peh. And that's what, that's probably the Drosha. This is, I'm calling this the invisible Drosha. Because this Drosha doesn't appear anyway in Chazal, which we know it, but it must be there. In other words, there's certain Droshes that we know are there. They're like Von Neumann said that they were what's called invisible variables, hidden variables. They're hidden Droshes. I don't know those hidden Droshes. Many times, Taisha says there must be some type of Zera Shoda Kol HaPata Klal. Taisha says, I think in the beginning of Ezer Nesha, there's a certain din that Chazal is the Kauka for the Rebbe's, so there must be a Kol HaPata Klal. Based upon those claims that we can posit that they were called hidden drushes of Chazal. So I claim that there's a hidden drush of Chazal, Zoch es Sheinim Asher Shatsim Yitzchayim. Chazal learned that it's supposed to be Sheinim Apir. And because of that, that's what's called Derish Be'er Rabbi Ubedov. Okay? So I claim that the drushes of the Sifri, the drushes, actually they appear in the Sifri, the drushes of Derish Be'er Rabbi Ubedov, right, are in fact actually a keel of Shaina Beficha, which is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Zochas Yev Asher Asher Shatsam Yitzchayim. That's how we're going to claim. Okay, now. What? Shaina Beficha, you should say it, you should learn it, repeat it with your mouth. Like a Mishnah. Okay, now. I'm going to spare you. I'm not going to go through the drashas. That you'll have to come to my seder. Everybody's invited to my seder. What?
The audience as well.
Right? Everybody. All everybody. But it's not going to be. It's not going to be on the internet. It's Mamish Torah Shabbat. It's a pure oral tradition. It's an issa to write it down. And what I want to do is I want to jump a little bit. I want to go through all. I'm going to skip over the drashas. I'm going to skip over the dayeto. I'll skip all the drashas that this have been revealed to me. I want to come to a very famous part of the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Rabba Gamliel. Okay? It's a part of the Pesach. Ah, very good. Which is called Rabba Gamliel. Now, by the way, Derech Agav, it's very interesting that the Haggadah Shel Pesach quotes all this. This is the entire Mishnah. This Rabba Gamliel is actually a Mishnah which appears in Kuf Tezai in Sefer Barat. In fact, actually, Shetiyah Sheinim Beficha, much of the Haggadah Seder is Mishnayis in Pesachim. So your perennial question, what did they do before the Haggadah? They're probably saying no, the Mishnayis in Pesachim. Now, in Kuf Tezai in Sefer Barat, you have a Mishnah. It's the whole Haggadah. Rabbi Gamliel, Kol Shemoyim, Shloish Dov, Eil Pesach, Uyot Zeich HaVasim, Eil Hei, Pesach Matzul Mora. And then we have the whole Nusach. Right? Pesach Al Shuma, Shepozach Al Boil, Beti Rav Mitzrayim. Okay? And then Matzul and Mora. And then, Bechol Dov, Ador, Rabbi Yisai, the entire Haggadah is a Mishnah. You just take out the you don't have enough Haggadah, let's just take out the Pesach Pesachim, your art scroll. B'chol dev adoya, chayev ander ois, asma kili yotzu Mitzrayim, shenema, gadda bimcha, etc., etc. Right, the fitach, anu chayovim, lahoidais. Right? The Baal Haggadah actually added something over here. It's telling me to see Hashem, he added from the Meir of Arava. It's all Shema, v'yitzan eitzi Misham. The Baal Haggadah inserted here from Arava, the Zuntai. And then, the Pichach Anu Chayovim, Lahoidis Lahalon is also the Mishnah. And then we have the two Kapitlach, the two Psalms, the beginning of Hallel. And then we have the Birchas HaGaula, which is actually two, right? Actual Mishnah. Baruch Ata Hashem Gal Yisrael. We finished the Mishnah. Okay. Now I want to come to the $50,000 question.
The whole thing.
The whole thing's a Mishnah, which means you can open up your Haggadah, you can open up your Mishnayas. Actually, you need actually to go
rubbing on the way to
Gal Yisrael. Right. Yeah. And actually, this is an insertion. Amar Rav Tzoshemi Otzalit Misham. We'll speak about that. The Baal Haggadah actually put the Gemara. The Baal Haggadah was after the Mishnah because he put the Rav. Was after Rav. Okay? Because he put Rav as a did. Okay. Now. Okay. Now. Okay. Now. We also inserted. Okay. Now. We have an interesting thing. Rabbi Gamliel says a very, very strange thing, which I think we have to really focus on. Rabbi Gamliel Hayayma, Gamliel used to say, Kol Shalai Omar Shloshi Devav Inul Pesach, Lo Yotzai Dechavosa. Whoever does not say these three things on Pesach, Lo Yotzai, it's not Yotzai. The Elohim Pesach Matzah Mama. Okay, now what's the question? An obvious question. What have we been doing all night? I mean, we were Maskel Dignos. We were Simon Shevrach. We did a little bit of Shimura. We did a little bit of We were Delish hours. Delish Aram Yoyi all the Doshas. Right? We had two Shirom Lashkafa Sakodatkar. I mean, wait, I'm not Yoyi Tzai.
Why is that such a problem? So those things are necessary but not sufficient.
I'm not Yotze, I wasn't Yotze Mitzrayim. I told the story of Egypt. I told it so many times, so many drushes. I told it on 4th 11th, but I don't have to do so. What else do I want? And what's interesting is that actually La Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, when Halacha brings us and says that the women are in the kitchen, you should call them in and you should make sure they hear them in Gamliel. And my wife remembers when she sat by the Zayda. That, you know, used to, when it came up in Gamliel, like he slowed down, he used to touch it up with the Rebbetzi, you know, Yiddish, word for word. Okay, I'm just like the Mishnah Berurah. My question is, Rebbeinu Shalayda, where's Shalom Gamliel been? Where's he been? Okay? Okay. So I would like to offer now a whole different group shot. Okay? But in order to do this, I'm going to take you through the Mishnah. And I'm going to learn a different shot of the Mishnah. Baruch Hashem. Now, Mishnah says, Rabban Gamliel Haya Oymer, Kol Shaloi Oma Shloisha Dvam Eidol Pesach, Lo Yotzei Dechavos. Whoever has not said these three things, right, has not been Yotzei Dechavos. Okay, but Elohim Pesach Matzah Mora. So it begins with Pesach, and then Matzah, and then Mora. By the way, Mashm a little bit, the Rabbi Gamliel here was Rabbi Gamliel Hazake. It was the grandfather of Gamliel appears in, you know, Rabbi Gamliel from Yeshua.
Why?
Because Gamliel Hazake was during the time of Pesach Mikdash, and Mashm is not a common Pesach. The Rabbi Gamliel that appears in Tzichal Pesach Malacha is, you know, there's no Pesach Mikdash. Right. Okay. Now, after that, after Gamliel, it says, "V'chol dor v'dor, chayev adam devoises atzmai kul yotzei Mitzrayim." Every generation, a person is supposed to see himself as if he went to Mitzrayim. Shenemar, it says, "V'gad to l'mincha b'yemalei mo'ah v'voza shosim Mitzrayim." Okay. Now, question. Yeah.
It's not as
good, right? Yes, it is. Is that another?
Yeah, it should
be that one.
Because
right at the
Pesach. No,
I have to pay the Pesach Matzah Mora.
No,
but
that is
a whole door. No, I'm sure it says. One second.
Is that
yours? It has to be.
Because this is a redacted.
No, can't be. No. Here, my other it is. Maybe the Maharal to get it. The whole door, my door. You don't have it?
Oh, here it is. It's after Pesach and Matzah.
Oh,
so you skipped.
We skip the month.
Okay.
We skip the month in the case.
Yeah, we'll work for a while. Tomorrow will be the model Seder.
Also,
okay, fine.
The part about the Pesach, it says that...
Not to lift it up. Right, I know.
No. It says our forefathers ate when the temple stood. So yeah. doesn't that imply it's a later
government?
Yeah. What?
Under Pesach. What
are you talking
about? Right after Rabbi Gamliel says Pesach.
No, that's the Haggadah. But the Mishnah says Pesach Shomar Al Bati of the same Yisrael Shnei Vadas Rebeskel Hashem. That was put the Bala Haggadah because it was after that.
Oh, I see.
But so this is not the exact.
Of course, the Bala Haggadah put his hand on everything.
Okay.
The hands and everything. Okay, fine. Now, but like this. It says in the Mishnah, I have a question in the Mishnah. You all know is that every Mishnah, I mean, unless the Mishnah speaks about something Gadik, the Mishnah doesn't speak about feelings, about ruach. The Mishnah speaks about Allah. Hmm. Well, everything in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says you're supposed to do this, the Mishnah doesn't speak about a feeling or a thought. It speaks about doing something Allah. Now, the Mishnah says, and this is quoted in here in the Haggadah, the Mishnah says, "B'chol dovador, in every generation, chayev odim l'reisas asba kili yotzom mitzrayim." Every generation, what does that mean? What is that for the mashgiach? What is that for the bal drasha? What is it supposed to do? Now, it's interesting, is that in the Gemara here, the Mishnah del Mitzvah refers us to the Rambam in Perek Zion. Allah above. And the Rambam, this is supposed to be the core of the Rambam. This is the core of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Paris and Allah above, "B'chol dor v'dor, chayv adam laharis etzmai." First, it's a show as if he's living in Mitzrayim. And therefore, says the Rambam, when we eat, we're supposed to lean, right? In other words, drink the abakaisis, I don't know, whatever it is. In other words, the Rambam according to Mishnah Mitzvah, the Rambam was bothered by my question. We're not speaking about feelings, and inspiration. We're speaking about halacha. So, the Mishnah Mitzvah, Shadi Devarim, obviously learned that the Rambam took the statement and says that you're supposed to show as if you left Mitzrayim, and because of this, we leave, etc. However, it doesn't answer the question, I'll tell you why. Because in the Haggadah of the... Everybody says, there are many different gills. Not true. Absolutely not. Chas v'shalom. The Rambam had the same gills. And how do I know that? Wait a second. How do I know that? How do I know that?
What?
As the Mishnah. Levi says Atzma. Right? Oh, no. He did it. The Chol Dabadoch Ha'ba Mahara says Atzma. Right? I stand corrected. The Rambam, in other words, the Rambam, for this reason, the Rambam changed the Gilsa.
Changed it or
he had it? Look, we'll leave that to you to decide. The Rambam says, "B'chol davador chayev adam ha'aretz ki'ilu yotzom mitzrayim." Why did he have a different Gilsa? Why did the Rambam play this Gilsa comes from Yisrael ben Rambam? For the following reason: the bitch is not going to tell me something that's a feeling. That's a Weltanschauung. The Mishnah told me Allah. Okay? So the Rambam clearly...
Which word does he change?
Is that Leloi. To see as if he's in Mitzrayim. He was supposed to show as if he lived in Mitzrayim. So the Rambam, how do you show in Mitzrayim? You lean. You drink the avakaisas. You conduct yourself in a manner in which you show that you're living in Mitzrayim.
Can Leroy mean that you're behaving in a way that others see?
I don't know. The Rambam's put lahavas, okay? When you put any pedosh on the Rambam, do.
But anyway, in your Mishnah, it says different.
So, I want to argue on the Rambam. Can I argue on the Rambam? I already argued once, I can argue a second time. Chas v'shalom, the Rambam's lahavas, but the gilsa that we have is lilas, is atzma, is the gilsa of the Mishnah, and that's the Bala God is masked with this gilsa. There's a gilsa that most of Klal Yisrael has, lilas has put the yasa, that's fine. So, look, if I'm goyis like the Rambam, the Haggadah asks me, if I'm goyis like the Rambam, then the Haggadah asks me, so I understand.
a person's supposed to outwardly behave as if he's living Mitzrayim. And so the Rambam, how do I do that? I do that by when I lean, right? When I eat and I drink, I lean. Says the Rambam, let's get the Rambam, make sure no one attacks me. Right? So in other words, the leaning itself, the call echa and the noshem, in other words, abakaisis, and I drink the abakaisis because it shows I'm living Mitzrayim. Right? And even the Gemara is speaking about it. The Gemara itself says in Pesachim, Gemara says, Lamed Chesed Ben Aleph. You ask the question, whether it's the first two kais, left two kais, or leading that now I'm leading Mitzrayim, or going to, in other words, the number on the, but anyway, in any case, the Rambam's changing, or Mesoida, of a Gilsa, is clearly coming from the fact that Chayim Nuhas HaZutrayim cannot, it can't be a halacha. The Mishnah doesn't say something like that. You'll find it in a Musaf book, you know, or a Drasha. But you're not going to, the Mishnah doesn't say something like that. Okay. I want to say a different shot. Okay? Now, it turns out that we have this din of the Mishnah, B'chol dor v'dor, Chayiv Adam le'oizaz b'kliyos b'tzchayim. That's a drosha. Shenema, v'gadu l'vincha v'yema hu le'mor, v'avu zeh as Hashem li v'tzeisi Mitzrayim. And then, actually, Rava brings another drash. He says, Tzorach shoymar, v'yitzonu hoitzi misha. It's another pasuk. V'yitzonu hoitzi misha. V'yitzonu. He took us out. Now, I want to claim that Rabban Gamliel's din is a kiyum. This is a special din. Rabban Gamliel's din is a kiyum of his din that a person is supposed to look. How does a person become a din? Let's assume we go with the gifts of our mission. A person is supposed to look as if he left Mitzrayim. So how does it become a din? So I claim that what Rabban Gamliel is saying is that whoever doesn't mention these three things, Pesach, Matzah, or Marah, wasn't Mekayim the Din. Chayim, Adon, or Tazmi, and Mitzrayim. Chayim, Mekayim, then very good. You point to the Pesach, or if the Pesach makes it, you should pick it up, and he says, why do we eat the Korban Pesach? Because, we ate the Korban Pesach, at night we left Mitzrayim, Matzah. Why do we eat the Matzah? Because we left Mitzrayim. Right? There wasn't enough time, you know, to you know that it should rise. Mahler. In other words, when a person points out these things, Pesach Matzah Mahler, he's reliving. He's his Mitzrayim.
So that's what he used to see.
That's it. That's the pshat. In other words, a person, right? In other words, in addition to the sequel Yisias Mitzrayim, which means telling over the historical event of the Exodus of Egypt, a person is supposed to tell over something which expresses that he feels like he's living Mitzrayim. So it's sequel. How you do it? Says in Gamliel, you have to mention Pesach Matzah Mahler. I claim that's the din. Now, I know that Kashi is going to ask for it. If that's true, the order of the Mishnah should have been reversed. Right? First, the Mishnah should have said, the Chol Dov Ador, Chayim Adler Satzom Yisum Mitzrayim, Shenemar, Vigad Gamliel, right? And then he should have brought Rabban Gamliel. So, I don't have a good answer. But just because I don't have a good answer doesn't mean I'm not correct. It could possibly be that I mentioned Rabban Gamliel was a very, very early Tana. He's returned to Beis HaMikdash. Rabban Gamliel was a very early Tana. It could have been the way the Mishnah was constructed was that it says Rabban Gamliel Haya Oyma. What's Haya Oyma? What is Chayyim used to say. What do you say? Ayin the Rabbi of the Bliya. Says Rabbi of the Bliya. Right? And Mishnah says Omar. Right? What? He used to say. I want to claim, right, that the structure of the Mishnah is as follows. There used to be a saying of Rabbi Gamliel. Gamliel had your email, right? Whoever didn't say these three things is not Yitzhak. Came the later Tana, or Rebbe, right? And wrote a Makor from Rabbi Gamliel. Bechol Devadar, Chayim Adar Asas, Mekiyom Mitzchay. In other words, what the Mishnah is doing, the Mishnah Achleina is coming to Mephalish, the first din in the Mishnah. In other words, the din in the Mishnah, don't lose to say, it comes Rebbe, whoever, where he put together the Mishnah, and placed this drasha here. Yeah. What? Right? That's how I want to claim.
So that's, you do have an answer.
That's my answer.
Is that typical? The Mishnah do something like that?
Well, it's typical here. Yes, many times the Mishnah explains another part of the Mishnah. But in any case, in other words, it's interesting, is that on the Rava, Rava says, Sarach Shiyayimah Manato Tzibishah. What is Rabbi saying? It's enough, you have to say, in other words, Rabbi says, not enough to say Rabbi Gamliel, you have to say, v'esodo etzibishah. In other words, the positive means that you took us out. In any case, what I want to claim is that Rabbi Gamliel is a separate din, and has nothing to do with the, what you would call, the canonical Tzibishah Mitzrayim. It's a special din that a person is supposed to express, or say over the things which express the fact that he himself can be, like, is going to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Rabbi Gamliel says, without saying these three things, you're not Yetzias that. That's what I want to claim is the Rabbi Gamliel. That makes a lot of sense? Yeah.
So,
it makes sense, is good enough to say.
Wouldn't it have made more sense to, if this is in fact the reason, wouldn't it have made more sense to include this section of Haggadah in the beginning before the four summaries?
No, because it's
Rav and Shmuel.
I agree with this. You see, it could possibly be that that's the ikasi bezischaim. It's an extra thing. In other words, number one. And number two, the mice, it's in the order of the Mishnayos. You see, Rav God is going to the order of the Mishnayos. Remember that God is going to the order of the Mishnayos.
I understand, but Rabbi put the Mishnayos together for a reason.
I don't know. Look, I don't know. It's going to the order of the Mishnayos. It's going to the order of the Mishnayos. By the way, Daryl Agav, I want to give another reason to tell you. What comes after Rav Gamliel's death? Hollow. Why do we say hollow? Why do we say hollow? And there's a whole, study. Why do we say hollow in the middle of the Sabbath? Some say that after the hollow we say is in the shul, and then we can hear. Why do we say hollow? And we break up the hollow too. I claim it's part of Rabbi Gamliel's din. Since a person is supposed to say things which suggest that he's living Mitzrayim, not only does he point out Pesach about some mother, he says Hallel. And I'll prove to you that it's true. Let's read the Mishnah. Rav Gamliel says that. Then it says, let's read the Mishnah of the Gadol. Bechol Davador, Chayim Adar Hasatz B'Yisrael. Shememah. And the Baal HaGadol explained, yeah, it was it, right? Now, insertion of the Baal HaGadol. Loi is how we say no bilvat God for his bochu, ela a son of Gali Moya. Because bochu redeemed us too. Shenema, as it says, for a son of Hoytzibishan, that's love is dead. Okay, etc., etc. Lefichach, what's Lefichach, therefore? Hemshech of the Mishnah, Lefichach. Adu Chayavim, Lahoydois, Lahalel, Shabea, Lefar, Lahoymim, Lahadel. This is a Hagdama to Lahalel. In other words, the Mishnah is giving an explanation. Why do we say Hallel? The answer is, part of the Chiyuv of Chayiv Adam Neroises Atzim Chiyot Mitzrayim is not only according to Gamliel saying Pesach Matzah Mava, but also what? Saying Hallel. When a person says Hallel, he feels like he's living Mitzrayim. And that's what we do. Right? That's what we do. Right? Rabbi Shiva the Gula, the Noima the Fadam Shila Chadasha, Halleluka, and then we say the first Kapitlach of Hallel, Hallelujah, Hallel the Hashem, and then we say, B'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Which means that what? But Klai Yisrael mi Mitzrayim is at Hallel. So therefore, when a person points out the pace of the Matzah Mar, and then he says Hallel, he feels like he's living Mitzrayim. And that's the din of Chayav and Lozat Liyotzo Mitzrayim. That's all I want to claim. And now the Rabbi Gamliel, where it's situated, is a little bit, but okay. You have to look at that. It's called the same. Okay, fine. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, what we've done is, we've actually explained this din of Rabbi Gamliel. And not only have we explained the din of Rabbi Gamliel, that's explained what we say the Halakha, which is an important thing. Okay, in any case, right, this really ends, we get, after we say the Hallel, then the Mishnah says we make a Birchas HaGaula. Right, that's the Birchas HaGaula, right? We quote the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, right, there's a Machlokes, and the Chayshin HaGaula, where the Mishnah says, I mean, this is not actually brought in the Haggadah. It just says V'noyim l'fano shiur chadosha haleluka, and then it says, and then the Mishnah says V'chaisim v'geula. In other words, we end with a bracha, a chasima of geula, which is the bracha of Birchas HaGaula, which we say at the very, very end of the first part of the Seder, right? Asher go'alanu v'golos hafshilim mitzrayim, right? Baruch ata Hashem go'al Yisrael. In fact, actually, the nuschois are actually brought in the Mishnah. Rabbi Tarfon Oimer Asher Golanu V'Golos Avisele Mitzrayim V'lo Haya Chais. He didn't make a bracha. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Kein Hashem Lokeinu V'Ele V'Seinu Yad Ge'idun V'Mdo Yadin V'Gon Acherim Right? V'Yon Shalem V'Lo Yechul Sham Min Apsal Min Azvachem Ad Baruch Ata Hashem Gual Yisrael. And that's really, in other words, that's the end of the mission, that's the end of the Haggadah, for the first part of the Haggadah. So, in fact, actually, the Mishnah stipulates here the order of the Haggadah Shel Pesach, and this is the end of it, is the Birchas HaGaula. Okay? Now, and...
So why...
Right?
Well, we don't say Hallel, right?
No, we say Hallel for them, and we break up the Hallel. We break up the Hallel. We say two psalms before the meal, then we eat the meal, we say the rest of the Hallel after the meal. So I'm saying the two psalms we say before the meal are part of this din, Chayav Adam Asas B'Yotz Mitzrayim. And by the way, Derech Agav, to end, if you look at the bracha, the nusach, the bracha of the Geula, the bracha of the Geula is Asher Go'alanu V'Golas HaVeiseinu. What's Go'alanu? He redeemed us. No, would you make a Birchas HaGeula only if a person feels that he himself is being redeemed? Which is also, by the way, part and parcel of the halacha, Chayav Ad Yosaskil Yotzo Mitzrayim. That we have to, it was the nusach, the liturgy that we say on Haggadah Shel Pesach, is a liturgy which expresses explicitly the fact that we itself are being redeemed. That's Go'alanu.
Why is it so important
to encourage? So let's the Dorsh part. Let's go. In other words, that's the structure of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. So, Ad Kan, Akafa Gimel, whatever it is. In other words, we have here the how they got it. Now, I just want to just mention a few things which are important. The Baal HaGadah fills in certain things. We already mentioned about Rabbi Gamliel, which says, Bizman Shebeis HaMadish HaYakayim. Rabbi Gamliel's Nusach is, right, is, the Pesach is, When the Kodesh Baruch Hu Shim Shepodot Amokam Al Bate Aveseinu Mitzrayim, because obviously the Baal HaGadah lived after the Chumash Habayis. But I want to. It's interesting to add is that the nusach of the Mishnah is Lefichach Anu Chayavim Lohedis LaHalel LeShabeach Lafar Lohim Lohedis LaHalel VaLeh LeLeo Kaleis LeMi. She'asa laveseinu v'lanu. Once again, lanu. As kol anisa ma'evu. Pes yada l'cheiros, yada l'simcha. Right? That's l'fichach. Now, before this, it says, b'chol do b'do, ha'ay v'nu asa v'gil yotzim b'tzrayim. Right? She'nema v'gala v'lichay v'hu, b'vod asa b'tzrayim. And then we add. Right? Lo'y es ha'veseinu v'vat. Gola Kodesh Baruch Hu, El Afu Sama Goli Moyim. Shenemar, the son of Tzim Yishar. Laman would be a son of Earth, Earth, and Shizbal Mitzvah. Now, the Baal HaGadah had a kasha. What was the kasha? The kasha was, it says, that a person is supposed to see a list when he left with Chaim. Right? Chaim, other than Zikalu Tzayim, and from Apostle, we got to Bimahu, but what is that? Asa Shem Li Mitzvah Sim Mitzchayim. Comes Rava and says, in the Gemara, Tzorach Shoymar, for his son of his Sham, he redeemed us. That's a different concept. That's a revolutionary concept. All the Mishnah is, says, that a person is both looking at himself as if he was redeemed from it, as if he's going to Mitzchayim. Rava says, what are you talking about? More than that. God redeemed you. He actually redeemed you. Ve'itzah Tzim Yishar, this is the Pasuk. And the Baal HaGadah feels an explanation. That's a leap of faith. That's a logical leap. In other words, it's not that we're actually reenacting the Gulas of Mitzrayim. And we could say some abstract way that of course Baruch had redeemed our forefathers, we would still be Mitzrayim. But really, in fact, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has redeemed us too.
What is his explanation?
What's the explanation? Says the Baal HaGadah, once again, this is for the Baal HaGadah, it's not for the Mishnah. Says the Baal HaGadah, Loi es aviseinu muvad, God Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not only has the Kodesh Baruch Hu redeemed our forefathers, Ela af oisanu gali mahim, he redeemed us as well as our forefathers. Shenemar, it says, Vayitzonu Hosim Yisham. That's Rava's statement. So, Shemes on Yisham. Laman of Yisonu Lassis Lanos Ha'olat Shiddish Baal of Yisayim. In other words, the Baal HaGadah fills in that I want you to take note that not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeem our forefathers, he actually redeemed us. And that's the nusach of the bracha of the Birkas HaGula, right? Right? Asher go'alanu v'ga'alas aviseinu. Now that you redeem our forefathers, you redeemed us. In other words, the Baal HaGadah fills in an explanation that Rava's din, and this is further manifested in the liturgy of the Birkas HaGula, that not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeem our forefathers, and not only are we supposed to look at ourselves as if we let Mitzrayim, but actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us. We're redeemed. In other words, we're supposed to look at ourselves as people that are going to be redeemed. Redemption. Gal Yisrael. Redemption is, right? In other words, that, in other words, and in fact, I think Rashi mentions in Megillah that the bracha we make, Goyel Yisrael. And Shemana Esri means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems us over time. Which means that the Nusach of that God is that the Hallel that we say in the Pesach is a Hallel of our redemption too. Okay, now, what does this mean? It clearly means that, obviously it's coming from Chazal, but the Baal HaGadah is actually explaining it. He's emphasizing it. That the HaGadah is not only a shevach, a praise, and a celebration of a historical event, but it's a celebration of our redemption. The person's redeemed. We're being redeemed. Right now we're being redeemed. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is redeeming us. He's redeemed us. And we have to understand that our lives are part of this redemption, this concurrent, this perennial redemption, which takes place at all points of time, all points of history. A person is supposed to, at this point, feel a sense of Kodesh Baruch Hu's redemption. And I want to say that really, why now? Why happened? Why not yesterday? Why today? So,
why now
are we speaking about a redemption? What happened now that I'm being redeemed? So, there's obviously a lot to say here, but I'm not a Baal Dush, I'm just trying to get into the subjects.
But I think really is that we spoke about Rav. Rav says, "Bitchila avedizor yovisayno, rachshav kibav avu ben alson." When a person participates in a when a person participates in the seder, in the mitzvah, it's a seder. That itself is an act of redemption. When a person reaches a spiritual height, that in fact constitutes a redemption. A person is redeemed. He's redeemed from, in other words, he comes to an awareness and a consciousness, and that in itself is a redemption. The Gemara says in Shabbos that a person shouldn't say halal all day, but if you say halal all day, for example, all day in the meeting list, the Gemara says, because you know, it's decent but all day. But at certain points, when a person comes to a spiritual height, and then we come to a spiritual height, then we actually come to sense and feel a sense of redemption. And that comes by the way, we praise about the public, which redemption is not only physical, it's spiritual. And when a person realizes the nisim that Hashem does it throughout every minute of our life, then, in other words, then we feel a sense of redemption, and it's spiritual redemption. And that's what God is supposed to be. The bottom line is supposed to be a celebration of our redemption. Chazal, as I've said many times, not being sure, and they're not interested in history. Not interested in history. History is a very nice thing. But Chazal are interested in redemption. The fact is that the Balei HaKabbalah, it's the Yesod of Balei HaKabbalah, that spiritually, history is cyclical. In other words, when we spoke about that in Sis Mitzrayim was a Gilgulim of the Tzaitzis of the Davids of the Zohar, but actually, all of history is really spiritual. When the Yomim Tovim come along, we're actually going through the same process. In other words, physically it's different. We wear different colored shirts, and sedans, a different year. But actually, if we look at things spiritually, internally, we're actually going through the same process. A person is actually living Mitzrayim, a person is actually counting the Sfiyos HaOmer, a person is coming to the Kabbalah Sabteva. A person is actually going, history is not something in the past. History is something that repeats itself, that is spiritually lived and relived in every single year. And that's actually what's going on over here. We actually, in a certain sense, have a spiritually relived redemption of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But that, in other words, I mean, if we don't speak in terms of Kabbalah, it's this heightened sense of spiritual awareness, which comes as a result of this night where you have to remember the Yetzias Mitzrayim took place historically, but it brings us to this heightened state of consciousness, right? As a result of which, we praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu for what we see is our clear, constant redemption that takes place, you know, throughout all our lives. Yeah.
How do we understand the word redemption?
Redemption is interesting. Redemption is that redemption comes from, I mean, a person is really redeemed from goals. Goals is a sense of entrapment. Every person is entrapped. He can be entrapped physically, he can be entrapped spiritually. You can live in a luxurious house, but be entrapped physically. In other words, redemption is a person breaking out of his entrapment. A person spends, right, most of his time, if not physically, certainly spiritually entrapped. Because I'll say, in other words, a person, right, there's a galus which is a national galus, and then there's a galus which is a personal galus. And when a person breaks through this entrapment, that then he connects with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the person who breaks a person away from his entrapment. That's what I think Golas is. So in other words, redemption is redemption from entrapment. Everybody's entrapped is entrapped in a different way. Okay, now I want to just mention one thing before we finish. Okay, now that we spoke about, now I give you the shtickle term about Rabbi Gamliel, I want to go back on what I said. This, at the very beginning of the Seder, there's an interesting bit, which of course is not Makor Chazal. I'm pretty sure it comes from the Gaon, and that's the Halach Ba'Ani. Halach Ba'Ani. Right? It comes even before the Ramanishtan. Right? At the very beginning of the Seder, right, we pick up the Maxis. And we say, Halach ma'anya diacholia vasona ba'al de Mitzrayim. This is the unleavened bread that our forefathers ate in Egypt. Kol dechvidei se miyoichol kol dechvidei se miyipsach. Right, wants to come and eat.
Is there more court for
this? It's not a chazal. That's how good it's chazal. Hashat ha'acha, we were now l'shan abom al Yisrael. Hashat ha'avdi l'shan abom l'chayim. What's it doing now, Allah? There's a bunch of riches, the forsher speak about it, what are we needed here for, what's the purpose of Lachmanya? If someone asks the question, you know, what do you mean make a Korban Pesach? I mean, when you set the Korban Pesach, you know, you're supposed to apply for the Korban Pesach. When you set the Korban Pesach, you can't come and, I guess you can't come and, you know, you can't give the Korban Pesach. You have to already be included in the group at the time of the Shemitah. So there's tremendous riches in this, I'm referring to the Maharal, there's pages and pages and pages of Lachmanya. What is this halach ma'anya? First of all, I claim, right, it's an abridged form of a Seder that was set in Aramaic, but people didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh. It's clear. Right? People don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. Now, if you look at the halach, first of all, halach ma'anya is set in a song, in a rhyme, right? You see stanzas. Why was that in Iran? Because it was something that people could actually memorize, say the alphabet. When you say something in Iran, it facilitates memory. And when you sing it, of course, it's like, you know, place to say that Zamazon is Ma'ila the Kabbalah. Now, if you look at the Halach Ma'anya, it bears a lot of resemblance to Rabbi Gamliel. Right? This is the matzah that our forefathers ate in Egypt. Right? Then he mentions the Pesach. Called it to the Yisrael Yipsach. That answers the Maharal's question. The only the question. How can he come? The answer is because we have to mention Pesach. How could a person come and eat for the Kohen Pesach? He wasn't counted on it for the Menuyah, for the Shechita. The answer is that we're just paraphrasing what Rabbi Gamliel did. Pesach, matzah, mor. So you have Pesach. Ah, where's matzah? So I'm going to claim a, right? Either you could say, right? Ashanta Avdeh. Now we're slaves. In other words, the Iker is, the Iker of the Mullah is to give a sense of you're slaves. Now we're saying, we're now Ashanta Avdeh, now we're slaves. In other words, the Halach Ma'anya is an Aramaic, right? Popular kitzah of Rabbi Gamliel.
Here's Matzah.
First thing,
oh,
right? About the Avdeh Mitzvah. That's what the Halach Ma'anya is. In other words, for people who didn't know Lashon HaKodesh, they spoke Aramaic. And this was a simple little song, and then we yitzeh, with the Yitzias Mitzrayim. So if you're at your Seder, and everybody is getting hungry, and they won't let you finish your Seder, you can say the Halach Ma'anya, if you hold like, not like I said, not like I'm a true, it's like, Rabbi Gamliel, Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Gamliel, say it in Aramaic, you put the three things, the Yaitzeh. That's your mini Seder. That's the Halach Ma'anya. Okay? Okay. Basically, Akkana Kafa Alba. Basically, we finished more or less the structure of the first part of the Seder. Once again, we've left most of the Seder out, right? We left all the Drushes out, we didn't speak about the Yitzhak Lidi, the Akiva, the Yadza. We left out most of it, but I think we try to put together an understanding of how the Haggadah was put together. Of course, we have a lot more to go. We have to eat the matzahs, the mogel, we have the mikvah zamazah, we have the halel, we have the kamos before that, the chanami. But more than that, even the structure of the Haggadah, because actually it's interesting, that this is the halel, we also say halal Haggadah. What's halal Haggadah doing here? We say it on Shabbos morning, we don't know what we say at night. Halal Haggadah, we say nishmas, we say shekhanah. What is this doing in the Seder? Okay, in Yetz Hashem, we'll have to discuss that another time. I think we'll finish right now. So from an undisclosed place in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, until the next Shia, we bid everybody call to it. Shalom.